Wow. Last week, you folks got off really good. Do you remember last week? The sermon was about 11 minutes. I don't know if that can happen today, but Madison, would you put that song up? Oh, did you already close it down? She already closed. That's okay. Amy, where did you go? There she is. We've been reading through the scriptures, and we have come through into 1 Samuel chapter 9. And this is not what I wanted to tell you. We have come to 1 Samuel chapter 9, and it's not right. Oh my gosh. God is in charge. We're going to sing a song. Here's the song. Go ahead, play it. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon. On it, mount of thy redeeming love. Okay, so you might be familiar with that. Thank you, Jason, for joining me. We have a second verse, and this is the fun verse. This comes out of our reading this week, and it goes like this. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither to thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Here I am to raise my Ebenezer.
Yes,
hey, what is that? 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. You read it this week. And I wonder if anybody, when they read about the Ebenezer, wondered, this is some, I've already had one suggestion that it had to do with Charles Dickens. As raising Ebenezer Scrooge to God. That's not a correct answer. You see, the Jewish people were really big on remembering the things that God did. And you are somewhat saved this morning because we're not going to preach the whole text of what we read this week. But we're going to emphasize that it is good to remember what God has done. Not to forget his blessings, not to forget his promises. Has he given us any? Has he done anything in our lives? Yes, God is up to something in the near future, but has he already done some things? What a wonderful testimony. Cousin Larry tries to get us to be more fruitful in giving our testimony, of being ones who would be willing to tell others, hey, let me tell you what God has done in my life. He closed one door, but he opened three windows, let's say. The Ebenezer was a stone that was raised in remembrance of what God had done. There were other times when they'd cross from one place of bondage into another place of freedom, and they crossed the river, and God said, build a memorial there. And they would stack a bunch of stones. And I like what one translation says about that, and it'll say, and it's there today. Kind of makes me want to fly over and find that thing. You know, and say, really? And what would you do if you got over there and you found a pile of stones somewhere? It would be a testament that God had done something. Have any of you taken a hike in what is called kind of like a wilderness trail and come along and then found a pile of stones? Huh? Hikers like to do that, don't they, Carol? They like to just, okay. And what do you think they're signifying by that little stand of stones? They're saying, I was here. I walked by this place. And whether they're a Christian or not isn't that point, but it's, I want to be able to mark my mind that God has done things in my life. When we came back from Spain a couple of years ago, I told you about the Cruz de Ferrón. This big cross on the top of a hill at the top of the hardest climb of the entire trip. Up 1,500 plus meters, that's 4,500 feet. Compare that to the Coast Range. And at the top of this thing was this iron cross. And there was a mound of stones at the foot of this cross that had been put there for hundreds of years. Over 1,000 years. And every one of those stones was put by an individual pilgrim that carried that stone with him that distance to throw it on that pile and say, God, I am leaving this with you. And it could have been a sickness, it could have been a thought temptation, it could have been a hardship or a tragedy, or it could have been a prayer. I am leaving, I am putting you into remembrance, dear God, that I need your help. And so I encouraged us to participate in that. If you're visiting today, that's what this pile of stones is here. I ask the people of the church to one Sunday or any Sunday to come and put a stone of remembrance. And so now, many months later, we can look at that and it can become kind of, oh, why bother? And that's, we lose the understanding that God has done some things among us. And in the Old Testament, we raise the Ebenezer to say to anyone who'd look at us, God has done something in my life. We've got a bunch of people out at Banks Christian Academy that need the Lord to be active in their life right now. We've got students that need to transition, teachers that need new jobs, parents that are looking for their students. We've got hearts that are hurt and broken and need to be mended. We have the founding principal, Norma. We have the principal that was with Odessa, was served so faithfully. Rebecca Donathan's not here this morning, but what a shock this is to her soul. And yet, let's not just be those who remember the tough things. Let's remember that God has done things for us. If we are people of faith. And I would like to say, I am a man who believes in God. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that He is accomplishing the work of His kingdom even in us. Amen? This week we read a lot about doing things. And if you go to 1 Samuel 12, 23, I couldn't miss this little text. As for me, the last thing I would ever do is stop praying for you. In church, we talk about prayer. In church, we pray. In church, we say to one another, I will pray for you. In church, we say to one another, would you pray for me? Outside of the church, we ask for and give prayer. Yes? And he writes, as for me, the last thing I would ever do is stop praying for you. This morning has been an amazingly rich amount of information. about a broad diversity of ministry and opportunity. I see a very active God in a very engaged group of people. We should be those who keep saying, as Steve led us in song, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is at work in our lives. We should be those who celebrate life and wait with great expectation of what God is about to unfold in our very lives. If we were at a Billy Graham crusade about now, and the great orator had just concluded his message, he would look out at a stadium full of tens of thousands of people, perhaps, and he would say something like this. Do you know Jesus? Have you asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? And he would wait for the people to respond. Either they have or they haven't. And he would invite them, this thing we call the invitation. He would invite them. Why not today give your heart to the Lord? Now, in a church like this, which is primarily a believers' meeting, we gather Sunday after Sunday, primarily made up of those who do believe, who have made confession, yes? And yet, I think it's an appropriate question today. Is Jesus your Lord? Is he the one you're trusting upon? Of course. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the stirrings and the empowerment of your Holy Spirit. God, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what we can even ask or think. When our hearts hurt, send the Comforter. When our energy is abundant, lead us into mission. When we have need, O God, we come to you for meeting that need. And when you supply, O God, send us out into work. We give you our praise this day in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Well, God bless you, church. It is so good to be in the kingdom. Amen? Amen. You are dismissed.